Chapter 8, Rewriting the Reality Code, 20 Keys to Conscious Creation. Should be obvious by now that we are holographic beings. Should also be obvious that we're living in a holographic consciousness of a holographic universe. We're powerful beings expressing through bodies that extend well beyond the edge of ourselves to become merged with nothing less than the universe itself. By simply being who we encompass the whole of creation, mirroring everything from the largest phenomenon to the most minute occurrence, and from the lightest of the light to the darkest of the dark. Your friends are part of that whole, as well as your brothers and sisters, your husband, your wife, your parents, your children. Our bodies mirror the patterns of the universe, embedded within the patterns of the universe, embedded within the patterns of the universe, and so on. In this way of thinking, everything that we could ever imagine, and probably things we've never even considered, are possible. Just as software programs like Word and PowerPoint change the output that comes from our computers, feeling and belief and prayer are the programs that change the output that comes from our consciousness expressed in the divine matrix. The beauty of this analogy is that we already have these powerful programs of reality making, and we already know how to use them. I can say this with absolute certainty because each of us does so every single day. Our lives seem to work this way. Each of us reflects for others different pieces of the whole. We're reminded of precisely this principle in the ancient Hermetic tenet of as above, so below, as within, so without. As physicist John Wheeler stated, we may be like cosmic feedback loops in the universe, with the same pattern repeating itself again and again on different levels of scale. Well, taking this idea one step further, ancient traditions suggest that the experienced loop of life continues for as long as it takes for us to find our greatest healing. It's then that we're released from the cycle, or as the Hindu beliefs describe, our karma becomes complete. Someone must do it first. So what do we do with all of this knowledge about connectedness and holograms and healing and the divine matrix? If we're so connected, then what happens if one person chooses to respond a new way to an old and hurtful pattern? What happens, for example, if one person chooses to respond to their betrayal or their violated trust with something more than old hurt and passionate anger? What do you think happens in a family when one member begins to watch the 6 o'clock news without feeling the need for revenge or to get even with those who have wronged and violated others? I can tell you precisely what happens, and it's this. That one person becomes a living bridge, both a pioneer and a midwife, for every other person with the courage to choose the same path. Each time someone else makes the same choice, it becomes a little easier and a little easier because someone else has done it first. As we discovered earlier, the key to their success is that to do so, each person must transcend the things that hurt them without getting lost in the experience. In other words, Martin Luther King, for example, could not have brought an end to hate by hating. Nelson Mandela could not have survived over 2 decades in a South African prison if he had hated those who had imprisoned him. His hate would have consumed him. In the same way, it's impossible to end war by creating more wars. We've seen a powerful example of precisely this principle in our inability to find global peace in the 20th century and now the 21st century. The bottom line is simply this. In a universe that mirrors our beliefs, it's clear that angry people cannot create a peaceful world. We've tried. And the instability of the world today is a testament to where those efforts have led. Well, in our examples of those who have changed oppression from within the oppression itself, 2 very powerful patterns have emerged. The first is that the choice to see beyond the hate originates from within the same system that spawns the hate, rather than being imposed from something outside of that source. The second principle is that the people who make the choice become the living bridge for those that they love the most. They find their truest power by living their truth in a system that doesn't always support their beliefs. And this leads to our 20th and final key for the reality code of the divine matrix. Though it may appear deceptively simple, we now understand why it is that we must become in our lives, the very things that we choose to experience in our world, and that's the key. What a powerful model. Holographic consciousness provides for a change made anywhere in the system to become a change everywhere in the system. Even with 6 billion plus people now sharing our world, we all benefit to some degree from the choices of peace and healing that are held by only a few. I can say that with certainty because we've witnessed this principle at work. Through our knowledge of the divine matrix, we now have everything we need to embrace our own power to create and address the great challenges of our time and history. Whether we're choosing peace in our world or peace in our families, healing in our loved ones or healing in ourselves, the principles are precisely the same. And our analogy of the universe is a consciousness computer. With feelings, emotions, and beliefs and prayers being the programs, it makes perfect sense that we would have an instruction manual that highlights the steps of reality making. And we do. Through the ages, the most enlightened masters have shared it with us in bits and pieces, however. The keys that follow are drawn from their teachings, the teachings of our past, as well as the best science of today, and they're designed to lead us step by step through the sequence of understanding and the actions that has proven to create change in the past. And while there are certainly other keys, it is this time-tested sequence that follows that's been effective throughout history as well as in my own personal experience. And for that reason, it's offered here as an abbreviated how-to manual for upgrading our programs of reality and changing our beliefs of the world.